You're listening to SBS News.
The Small Business Ombudsman, Kate Carnell, is urging federal government intervention in what she calls a failing insurance market. Her report finds many insurers have hiked premiums to unaffordable levels or withdrawn from the market altogether, a situation she says is killing many small businesses. This water park in the Whitsundays has been great for business, but the owners say after one incident of a broken ankle, insurers threatened to withdraw cover entirely. And despite just one cyclone claim from half a dozen such events, Greg McKinnon says premiums are going through the roof.
In the last 5 years, we've gone from a top of $64,000 was our premium to pay each year. It's now topped out at $270,000. In 5 years, the change has been that dramatic. We have had claims. We had a cyclone claim through Debbie of an amount of $1.7 million. We're talking a business that's worth somewhere in the vicinity of $25 to $30 million. So it's a very low claim in the scheme of things. So everything is built very, very well.
Adventure facilities, regional hotels and caravan parks are among sectors seen as being at particular risk from the withdrawal of catastrophe cover. And Peter Clay from the Caravan Industry Association says some are now on the brink of collapse.
For many of them, the ability to access finance and capital to run their businesses is on the provision that they can actually access insurance in the first place. So if they're unable to get that provision, then they're unable to get the finances to run their businesses. And many are considering closing or right on the edge of deciding on, you know, where do we go next?
Kate Carnell is the Small Business Ombudsman.
Right around the world, reinsurance is under pressure. But the problem in Australia is we're having more and more natural disasters, major climate events, which of course are costing the insurance industry large amounts of money. That's why we've got market failure here.
Ms. Carnell says many small businesses are at risk. Among the recommendations of the inquiry are caps on personal injury liability, a national insurance scheme for people with severe injuries, and expansion of the Commonwealth Reinsurance Pool Corporation, currently limited to acts of terrorism, to cover all natural disasters on commercial property. And the Ombudsman says bad behaviour, where it occurs, should be countered using mandatory, not voluntary, codes of conduct and better complaints mechanisms.
It's really important for the for the insurance industry to make it clear to businesses what they might need to do to get affordable insurance. Right at the moment, the answer is just no, or we're going to triple your premium, which of course doesn't work.
Peter Clay again from the Caravan Park Association.
We also need to now look at, well, how does climate change, what is natural disaster, how do we collect a levy or some type of pool of funding support businesses as well?
The Peak Insurance Council is assessing the report, but notes today that Australia is seen by reinsurers as a high-risk jurisdiction for natural disasters, which is driving an increase in reinsurance costs, which in turn may be having an impact on premiums for some customers. Greg McKinnon says higher premiums send a price signal about the risks that are present.
I understand cyclones will keep coming and that's our future. But at the end of the day, if they want businesses up there, they have to find a way to make that that coverage a lot easier on us. Otherwise, business will die, tourism will drop out, and again, unemployment will rise dramatically. Businesses will disappear and there's no reason to go to the Whitsundays.
Alan Lee, SBS News.